Hello. Thank you for listening to and watching You Had Options. This episode is very special. We have the members of the Handsome Scoundrels on, which I'm a part of, a very good band from Mobile, Alabama. We just put out a release, a three-song EP called Hot in the Slide. We have a new music video out for one of the songs called Erebus. It's very fun, very good, very Dune-y. Our buddy Harris made, who is immensely talented. Always fun cutting it up with the boys. We got some shows to announce. We will be playing at we're playing at Woodlawn Theater in Birmingham, Alabama on May 17th with Made Aware, Day Job, and Boss Rush, three very good Birmingham bands. Yeah, come out. Make sure you follow Handsome Scoundrels on Instagram. It's at ScoundrelsAL, or no, it's at Handsome Scoundrels AL on Instagram. That's where all of our stuff lives. More shows to be confirmed and announced. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoy.
I wish I could be drinking a mimosa right now. It'd be more fun.
But then we wouldn't be sponsored by A&W.
That's right. A&W.
See?
Choice of scoundrels everywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I had an A&W root beer.
Well, they got the zero sugar.
Yeah.
They got the zero sugar, and it's easier to find than the Bart Zero.
Mm. So,
again, another crazy story from my life.
Matt, do you have headphones?
Yeah.
Would you mind? Can you plug those bad boys in? Just because there's a little echoey.
Do that, dude.
And then no one says anything. Oh, that's fantastic.
I was waiting for Matt to get his stuff working.
I got you.
We're in. I'm in.
Are you in now?
Then.
Okay. Woo! Sweet. I bet you guys are wondering why I called you here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It kept me up all night.
No, Handsome Scoundrels are doing stuff again.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. New video is out for Erebus. I think it's got pretty good response, I guess.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. Old Harris.
Came through again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's good. Yeah.
Makes us look good.
Yeah. Looks like a real thing. But yeah, it's funny. I don't know. We've just been sitting on this forever.
Right.
I think we recorded in 2020.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
It was either 2020 or 2021. Matt was a twinkle in our eye at that point.
Yeah, it's before me, dude.
Yeah.
Man. That was I forgot that it had been that long since we recorded, so we're going on what, like 3 years? Maybe 3-4 years. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Nice, dude. Gonna save the world.
That is not me, but you're gonna have to deal with the radio for a second.
That's fine. Can I mute you? I can probably mute you for a second. I muted you for a second, Robert.
Suck it.
Suck it, you fucking fucking intercom fucking.
Work for him like a normal person.
Work for him. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah. Hold on. Is the intercom done?
I doubt it.
No, it's not a. Keep. Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah. Anyways, yeah, yeah. Bailey is the drummer on this EP, Bailey Turner, and he's fucking sick.
Yeah, he's
and
good.
He does his fills are so smooth. I'll never feel like Bailey fills, but his drum parts are a lot of fun to play.
Yeah. Do you, as a drummer, is it weird trying to play other fills, and does that feel too personal, too intimate?
It teaches me. It makes me better.
Yeah.
And so I've come into a couple bands this way to where like I learned their parts, you know, pick up where a drummer left off. So I'm not foreign to it. And yeah, it pushes me to be better for sure.
Mm. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's weird putting out music just because, I don't know, trying to get label or whatever involved or whoever, you know, somebody to put it out. And so you got to like, you record the thing and then you get the thing back 6 months later or whatever, all finished.
Right.
And then you hit up everybody in the world to see if they want to put it out. Nobody responds, or people are like, nah, I don't have time or money or whatever, which is
probably the truth.
A complete lie.
Complete. I was about to say it's complete bullshit.
Right. Fabrication.
Yeah. Right. Everybody knows that independent punk rock bands just cash cows. And right. So, right.
That's where the money is.
Right.
Free skate park shows. Yeah. We're turning them out.
Mm-hmm. I want to do one of those. We should set up one of those.
Dude, that empty hand show was so sick. There were so many people. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that idea. I think that's really cool. I mean, it was definitely a nod to the old school and.
Yeah, like I don't know. Yeah, I remember seeing like, you know, like middle school kids and being like, that was like, I remember that being me, you know, like seeing punk bands like at municipal park, Cessfest, you know, is what I love to reference. Like shit changed me, dude.
Yeah,
that made me want to be in a band, you know.
So, yeah,
it's cool that there's like, it's not just bar shows anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, especially in Mobile where you know there's venues are. Kind of thinning out for a second.
RIP Music Box. Hopefully it comes back.
Yeah. It's a. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought that was cool because, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have even thought about doing that.
Yeah. Like, who do you reach out to? Parks and Rec?
City of Mobile. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skate park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standy Stimpstons at mobile.com. That'd be fun. We're
I'd love to hear
it. I'm work when this comes out, we will have announced our show in Birmingham at Woodlawn Theater.
Right.
May 17. Which should be cool.
I'm so excited to be playing again. You guys
have
practicing?
No.
A little bit. Matt, well, me and Robert have been meaning to talk to you about this. We've been seeing your activity on Instagram of you got a baby.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
where the time goes. I swear, I'm gonna set it up this weekend. It's gonna be great. I asked about a set list. No one got back to me. Robert just said that sounds like a good idea.
Put it on me. Oh, that sounds like some deflection, man. Oh, man. God.
Wow.
It's cool. I was thinking maybe we could play our songs.
Yeah.
Put our songs on the set list.
Yeah.
It should be pretty good.
Maybe Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Mmm.
I'm down to cover that one. I'm down. I'm sorry we never made that happen before.
Yeah. But it was...
We have until May 17th.
There we go. We got a month.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know
goals.
It.
I'm thinking about getting some shirts printed. I like that that design, Matt, that you made.
Thanks. I was really proud of that one. I think it looks cool, too.
Yeah. It reminds me of the 90s Dale Earnhardt shirt, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like stock car, like dirt track, like AMS, yeah. You know?
Uh-oh.
Vape Nash, dude.
That's right.
This is Matt Clouds over there.
This is my fentanyl pen. So I'm feeling pretty good. God, man, that'd be crazy.
You're just smoking fentanyl over there. Jeez.
Yeah, I just
what?
Yeah. But yeah, no, the place is sick. It's a cool venue. The bands are playing with Made Aware, Boss Rush, Day Job. They're all sick Birmingham bands.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Working on some other shows and whatnot. But yeah, I'm stoked to play in Birmingham.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one show we played
at
together
True Story.
Was really
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
That was one of my faves.
Yeah.
The crowd was really cool. Really into it.
Yeah. We, Robert and I, again, before you were a twinkle in our eye, Matt, we played at the Syndicate Lounge up here to like the sound guy. And,
yeah.
And it was like, you know, up.
Do you like us?
Well, it's like,
do you want to buy some merch?
Yeah, and it was to boot. It was, you know, second story. So you got to.
Yeah, I know you have a thing against stuff. Second story venues.
Yeah, I do for a reason.
For a reason, it sucked. Was that that little tour we did where the every show was just terrible because the that promotion
I remember thing. It a little differently than Michael.
That promotion thing where we like we paid in advance for the promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that one.
I think so. Or we were doing a lot of like weekender stuff around that time.
Syndicate Lounge.
Syndicate it seemed like it was just an old restaurant that had been converted into a bar venue thing, but the thing, yeah, Matt, we had, spoilers, don't pay somebody a flat rate to book shows for you ahead of time, but yeah, we paid this one guy. He's like a booking fucking big air quotes booking agent. Mm-hmm. And we got him to book some shows for us, and you know, you would want to think that the person would book at like cool venues that, you know, but this guy was just like messaging venues, doesn't matter what, like fucking JJ's Shrimp Basket or whatever.
Mm-hmm. they're looking for the singer songwriter to sit in the corner kind of venue.
I don't know, but
it was bad. There was like some band that he booked on like that whole little tour with us, and they kept canceling every show.
They were smart.
They kept canceling, but for some reason that would cancel the entire show. Like,
yeah,
them saying they weren't going to show up was just canceling everything.
Yeah, so we drove. I think we played in Birmingham. Drove to.
Knoxville.
Then that's where we were like an hour out, and the booker person texted me. He's like, hey, the show's canceled. The whatever Timmy and the Drip Drops dropped off, so they just canceled the show. And, you know, we had driven like 5 hours from Birmingham to Knoxville, you know, plus four, you know, 9 hours altogether, Mobile to Knoxville. And the next show was the next night in Memphis, which, you know, if you're familiar with the layout of Tennessee, Knoxville's to the far right, the Nashville's in the center, and then to the far left is Memphis. So it's on the other side of the state. So yeah, luckily that was with the Cap Gun, Robert.
Yeah.
Good punk rock band from up there. Yeah, and hit them up. They were like, yeah, the show's, yeah. Because I was like, is the show on tomorrow? Because I don't want to drive across Tennessee, you know.
Right.
Gorgeous, though. You're driving through Tennessee. Oh, the foliage.
It was going to Dollywood.
Ooh, yeah.
But
Purple Mountains. Yeah.
I remember that the Knoxville show that got canceled, I was like, I was super mad about it. And I was like, you know what? We're going to get paid. We're going to get paid for this no matter what.
Oh, and yeah. I remember. Like,
whoever meets us there, I'm going to force them to pay us. And then we get there, and it's like some like 13-year-old kid that met us. And I'm like in his face, like, we got to get paid. And he's like, you should.
Yeah, man. I think this dude.
When did you get paid?
I don't think so. No. Because like the other bands were there, and the venue was just closed.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it's. It's always something, but it's fun, you know. Luckily, you make those mistakes earlier on, and hopefully you don't make too many of those again.
Yeah, it was definitely a
learning experience.
Yeah, for sure. But we had fun hanging out.
Oh, yeah. didn't we? We in Knoxville, we drove to, like, downtown Knoxville, and we were walking around trying to get on shows, right?
Yeah, we also did that in New Orleans once too.
That too, yeah. Another, yeah.
That ever worked?
No.
No. No, we did that in Gainesville as well. Whenever we showed up.
Fun idea. What a work. It could have been a cool story.
That was the venue. Was that the one in Gainesville that they had like the second story balcony, like propped up with like a car jack and some.
Yeah, it was like
books.
It was. I don't know what the space was for. It was just like, it looked like they're in between like remodeling, and there's like exposed wires in the bathroom, and like, man. But yeah, we got there, and the poor guy that booked us, like he just had like a couple of his friends there, and I think they left after he played, and so we're just like. We're not gonna take the gear out of the trailer, man.
Yeah,
but he gave us some money.
Yeah, he gave us whatever he had in his wallet.
Yeah, so like,
felt pretty bad, but
yeah, I could tell he felt bad.
Yeah, but yeah, if we had played, it would have just been to him and his girlfriend.
I've definitely played a couple of shows like that.
Yeah, it's fun. I like. You gotta get your dick put in the dirt, you know, a couple times.
You gotta take your knocks,
definitely.
Yeah.
But they make for funny stories later, and
yeah,
it's all part of the experience.
As long as you can take it in stride. I remember when it happened one time with us in another band, and I was playing a different one, but like we still played it, and just was like it was whatever. And then like the other band, like I don't know. You could just tell they were just like so pissy about the whole experience to just play to us, the band that was playing with them, and then like the two other people left, and it's like, dude, just don't play them, like for real.
Right.
Yeah, dog. This is Mr. Big is not here in the back waiting for the next big sound. You know,
it was like a girl's birthday party, you know, where they had rented a venue out kind of deal.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would say that's the majority of the shows that you play, especially starting out in a band. So it's not anything worth getting upset about.
Mm-hmm. No. It's when you meet other bands, other DIY bands, they it's a sense of camaraderie, I guess.
Yeah.
And like they've also played these shitty shows, and they've also played shitty non-shows, you know, whatever. Right.
It's just that shared suffering thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I look back on those and they're funny now, you know?
Yeah.
So I look back and think about that venue with the second story balcony propped up, and it's just like, there's this pole and it's like stacked on top of a bunch of old, like, Reader's Digest, and it's like holding up this second story balcony. It's like, looks safe.
Yeah, I think
we should get as many people up there as we can.
Right. Jeez. Man. But yeah, that was another, we walked around trying to get just anywhere, trying to hop on a show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's funny because then when you're like trying to hop on a show, people give you like these like weird answers. Because I remember, I think it was in Gainesville, and you know, some guy was like, oh no, man, I can't get you on anything tonight, but if you want to be here next week, it's like,
I don't know if we're going to swing back around for next week.
So, yeah. But it's great. It's great.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yeah. The EP is also coming out next week.
Hot in the slide, baby.
That's right.
Always hot in that slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got three songs, right?
Three songs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be hot. Gosh, man. I just see the white in my beard. Where'd the time go?
Man.
Where did the time go?
You're still playing Santa Claus this winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about the EP. We've been sitting on these songs for a while, and
we played them live. People seem to like them. Erebus is sick.
Yeah,
that's a hot song.
Everybody that has heard it is excited about it. So,
yeah, that one's fun to play. Yeah, it's, I don't know how to do music anymore, you know, like with putting stuff out and,
you've been managing a band, right?
I did like a tour manage run thing.
Okay.
Yeah, which
just
is
for fun.
Yeah, it has been to get back out there, you know?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
It didn't pay off the new Corvette?
No, not yet. Oh God, yeah. I got the new Cybertruck I'm trying to pay off.
Oh man. I wish you were a Corvette guy. You know, like the old man Corvette guy with like denim shorts, and everything you have is Corvette in your garage.
Yeah.
That's what you
opened two sodas.
I opened a Coke Zero and a LaCroix, Mr. Okay. Mr. Can police over here.
Happened.
I might open another one.
I'm not crazy. I know what I saw.
It's steadily opening.
If I find another one in here, I might open it. Good Lord.
Great. That'd be great.
Yeah, let me. I'll ping Britt to bring in some more cans.
Bring in the cooler.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's weird not having done this for a while and getting back into it. You know, I felt like we had some really good momentum going for a while.
Yeah.
And then, I know it's been 4 years, but COVID really slammed the brakes on.
Oh yeah.
Everything, mm-hmm. Just life in general. And, that was pretty hard to recover from. So,
yeah, it's
we all kind of have
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we all kind of had to adapt in different ways. Michael, you have moved.
Oh, yeah. Here,
and
I don't know what you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like...
Michael, and I'm blaming you.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. Yeah. you and Fauci.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and my boy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. God, dude. Yeah, we were in 2019 going into 2020. Yeah, we were cooking with gas. And, yeah. Damn, I don't know. It sucks. Because we were like... I think we're going to try and do Japan at the end of 2020. And
God. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Man.
Y'all were able to like travel so far with the tunes.
Yeah, man. We can, we can still do it. You know, not as, we can do it as crazy or as not as crazy as we want to, you know?
Yeah. We're starting to get the grease the wheels again.
Yeah. Hold on.
Sorry about that. I'm just kind of having to like turn the radio down so I could like hear this, and then
it's fine. Michael's too important for us now anyway, so
a call came in, and I don't know if that's us or not.
I don't know if I have to leave text or not, you guys, but, find out. Should I be on the truck?
I was texting everybody else, being like, hey, do I gotta leave?
Britt said she didn't want to be on camera, but she brought me in some more mimosa. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm getting loose.
You're gonna be hydrated, bro.
I'm loose.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we can do as much as we want to. You know, we're not beholden to any like company or label or anything, so we don't have to fucking tour 10 months a year or anything like that. So
right.
Yeah, it's not a bad spot to be in.
Where are we going to practice? Are we going to practice in Birmingham? I guess that makes sense. It's like your house before the show or something.
Yeah, I got a spot up here, or I've got our good friends in the band Qualifier have said they'll let us use their practice space, or... We just practice in the house, in the living room, whatever.
Every time I drive past the storage unit, I'm just like single tear.
Little cry. Damn. Spent a lot of time there.
That was such a cool spot, man. Yeah, that was fun. Throwing the old baseball around, waiting on Rob to show up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You ever just go there and just sit in the old unit?
I can't get in there. But...
Yeah.
You just ask
the handicap space out front and just look longingly through the gate.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah, spent a lot of time there. God, spent years there.
Yeah, we were there forever.
For like 7 years, something like that. Eight years, maybe? I don't know.
That storage unit was wild, though, because there were like people living there and stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's like...
Oh, yeah, the owner people, right?
Well, you had owners, and they lived up in like this apartment behind the office. Mm-hmm. But then they had like a manager, like... Or like some kids that they were calling like the night manager or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his girlfriend lived in a storage unit like down the hall from us.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, there's always like rotating ownership and managers at that place, but we'd always become like friends with them just because we were there, you know, at least once a week. And, yeah, I just think back like, fuck, we were just hanging out at a storage unit. Yeah. You know, that was like our fun.
Yeah. It was right next to a guitar center. It was perfect.
Yeah.
If you ever needed anything, it was just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the Mexican restaurant right in between the two.
Dude, that place.
It's a good place.
Best burrito taco.
Yeah. Mm. They've got that fun grocery store attached to it as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, good times at that unit. That's probably the best practice spot I've ever had.
Oh yeah, me too, for sure. And
earplugs necessary with those walls, but
oh yeah, it's just a reverberation tube.
Yeah, I remember my first tryout practice. I didn't put earplugs in at first. I was like, oh my God, no, please, Michael, I'll take them now.
Damn, I'm sure I offered. Yeah. Yeah. It's just weird seeing people living there and the weirdos that would come up there while we were up there.
Yeah.
There's always somebody with like medical records moving in and out. And, and you know, we would be practicing and people would just come up and be like, man, y'all are great. It's just like, you can tell this person is not into like our music, like what we're doing. Showing
my merch rack, like t-shirts, $20.
Yeah. But one guy was like, sorry, gone.
Yeah, go ahead. One guy. Tell me about the one guy.
I was going to talk about, there's that one guy. I don't know if you remember this, Robert, but he was like, yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire store their gear here.
No, I don't remember that.
It was one of those stories where he's like, people just bullshit. And it's just like, oh, y'all play music? Y'all know Earth, Wind, and Fire? It's like, I've heard of them. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm their manager. Yeah, it's like he's like, I'm their manager. I store their gear here. I was like, okay. Do they know that? Does Earth, Wind, and Fire know that? That you're their manager and their,
all their gear is in a storage unit in Mobile, Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh, man. I don't know. I don't remember that at all, but I'm positive it happened.
Yeah.
We only got the cops called on us once there.
Yeah, and they're chill.
Yeah, they were super cool. Somebody was loading or unloading some stuff at their unit and called the cops on us. And
well, they just talked to the managers.
And the cops came out and they were like, you're good. This is actually a really great idea. You're not in a residential area. You're good to go. Nice. And so they're like, somebody called, so we had to come out.
Yeah. I kept reaching for...
reaching for the shotgun.
Yeah. Robert, give me the signal.
Michael and his itchy finger.
Yeah, you know me. Come out there with two fucking like Uzis, like... Oh, man. Yeah.
It's your time. It's your time, right?
Yeah.
About swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Death by cop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it was a cool place. Just a lot of time spent there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Where's all the time go? Dude, where's it go?
Freaking flying by.
Yeah.
It is freaking flying by. So. So what's going on up in Birmingham? What do you how's life up there?
It's good.
Yeah,
just chugging along, you know.
Yeah,
trying to meet more musical folks up here, which has been cool and fun. Yeah. What else? Yeah, it's a cool. There's always shows going on. A lot of that screaming music. You know,
ooh, can't even understand what they're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like metalcore, like what kind of screaming music you got going on up there?
Yeah, a lot of metal or metalcore, whatever, hardcore, metalcore stuff. It's cool, but sometimes I'll go to a show and I'm like, fuck, I just feel, am I too old? Like it was.
They're still dancing and stuff.
You know? Oh yeah,
yeah.
They still dance. They got to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. Been looking forward to playing with y'all. Yeah,
for sure, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you've been working on the app for Furnace Fest for the last 2 years.
Yeah, we Andrew and I, my brother, we did the one last year. I'm going to do
it. Is that the brother with the extremely kissable lips?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Them LL Cool J. He's always eating a peach. Yeah. I'm like, damn, Andrew, how much peach? What's your peach overhead each month? Hey, damn. But yeah, we're gonna do that again this year. I was emailing with them, the Furnace Fest folks, last week or the week before, I can't remember. But yeah, it'll be fun. So that's a good time. You're coming up, Rob?
Yeah, we have tickets. So
nice. Yeah.
We'll be there.
Oh yeah.
I'm probably gonna live in a tent in your front yard.
You can stay inside if you want.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yep. Thanks. I didn't want to like invite myself in. So
we do have a
invite myself onto your lawn.
Right. Squatter's rights on the lawn. Yeah.
I live here.
I've earned that. Yeah. We also have a pretty spacious crawl space. It's more of a walk space. So.
Ooh. Gotcha. Got a little John Wayne Gacy accent going on in there.
Not me, but I've been talking to Britt, and like whenever we leave here, I want to put like a weird shrine down there, just tucked away in the corner for something. Yeah. I don't know, like a Garfield, like Garfield on the cross or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We got to figure out something weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of old melted down candles and stuff.
Yeah.
I always said if I ever did anything like super weird and like the police had to raid my home or whatever, I just want like before I did it, I'm just going to like deck one room out in like this like weird shrine to David Spade. So people.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, like his there's some like his face cut out, but they're on like supermodel bodies and stuff like that.
Ooh,
and
then, like, I like it.
Yeah,
he
had a lot of mask, a David Spade mask that I wear around.
It's the main part of the mask is bologna slices, so it's just like rotted bologna. He got stabbed by his like assistant who was obsessed with him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the 90s. I think it was the 90s, either 90s or early 2000s.
Wow.
Like his assistant became obsessed with him. And I think he tried to like fire him, but he wasn't going down without a stabbing, you know.
If I can't have you, no one will.
Right. Oh, David!
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
But, we're also going to write new music, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been working on some couple of riffs. Stuff's been popping in my head. I've been trying to if I'm around, like I have a guitar up here at work, so if something pops in my head, I'll run upstairs, try to record it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I definitely want to start working on some new stuff and see what we can come up with.
Yeah,
I like the riffs. So I look forward to kind of like writing new stuff together too.
Yeah, that will definitely be fun.
Yeah.
I think this incarnation of the Scoundrels, this is like the best some chimera type
rising out of the sea.
This is probably the, as far as three people that can really write together, this is probably the best it's been. Older, wiser, you know,
smoother,
man, you know. We're all getting ready to have like, you know, prostate exams and stuff. So it's like,
there's the perfect time to release the EP.
Come on, Michael. What did you think hot in the slide meant?
Oh God. Prostate exams. Didn't even think about it. Yeah. I've, one of my buddies,
God, I was wondering yesterday, I was like, what age is it that has to happen? I was like, am I close?
I think 40 is the recommended.
Yeah.
God damn it. And my damn dad had to ruin it, and now I've got a history of P-State cancer.
Oh, really?
That piece of shit. Yeah.
God.
He's okay now. He's fine now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have a buddy who's like, just let me die. I was like, come
does
on,
he,
man.
Does he have prostate cancer right now?
No. He's like, oh. He doesn't even want to get the exam. He's just like, let me die. I'll die. Yeah.
It's, like, it's not that bad. I've had to. Not,
that's what I'm saying.
I haven't had the prostate exam, but, you know, I've had to have some other stuff. I'm 42, you know. So I had to get some other stuff checked out.
Damn.
And, hemorrhoids. Anyways, you know, they gotta do what they do, and it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's
just the physical. Like for football, as a kid, was awkward enough with some old man grabbing my nuts and telling me to like turn and cough. Like, right? It's just like,
gee, like Matt, that's not the team physician. He jumps out the window.
Yeah, no, I had to do that yesterday. I was telling Matt earlier that. All about it. No,
couldn't stop.
I kind of alluded to this in a few text messages a while back, but I'm not gonna say it's official yet, but it looks like I might be doing going in the Coast Guard reserves.
Nice.
And so yesterday I had to go up to MEPS, the Military and Processing Station up in Montgomery, and do all that. Had to go get a physical, and
yeah,
you have to go. There's this old man that's got to look at your butthole, and that's pretty much it.
Damn, thorough.
But the majority of it, like you're in your underwear, and you have to go in this room, and you're like sitting on like the doctor's table with like the paper,
yeah,
the crinkly paper, and the majority of that. Is just him sitting there, like looking over your medical files, and him like breathing real heavy. He was just,
bam.
And then a really big dog just can't help it. Just...
And then he would ask me something like, "Well, can you stand up and touch your toe?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I can do that." And then be like, "Okay, well let's pull your pants down to your knees," and he just. Starts cupping, and then he's like, he goes, well, let's see what we got going on back here. All right, man.
Oh my God, dude.
I hope he was impressed.
Yeah, man. Oh, I've been in this business for 50 years. I never seen one like this.
Ooh, that's the nicest one I've ever seen.
That's the good kind. Yeah. No city miles at all on that one.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so it was weird being, like, the oldest guy up there because, you know, most of the people going in are 17, 18 years old. And they had to go the day before to take a written test. And then they put me in a hotel, like the MEPS hotel, this government contracted hotel.
Ooh.
Which it was actually a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be, but it was just funny because like we had to be up
and everything.
Yeah, we had to be up like super early, and so I go downstairs and there's like all these kids that are like they're all sitting around like playing on their phones and stuff, and I came out of the elevator and walked around the corner and they all like put their phones away and like sat up straight. And I was like, yeah, good morning. And everybody's like, good morning, sir. I was like,
Chief Commander Giles is here.
Yeah. I like looking back on it, I wish I'd been like, all right, everybody stand up. Let's get our IDs out. We're going to go for a run around the parking lot.
Yeah.
Holding our IDs over our head. Doing bag checks and everything like that.
Dumping everybody's bag out.
You can't have this.
No, you can't have
all this.
This underwear. What is this?
So we'll see. We'll see how that works out.
Man, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
rooting for you.
Hey, man. Oh,
thanks, man. It's a
tight butthole.
Oh, man. Yeah, hopefully I can get in just based on my butthole alone, you know.
Sounds like that's one of the prerequisites that yeah. they're most concerned about.
Yeah, they typed it up. They're like, dude, let this guy in. Let this guy in.
We gotta have him.
That thing was primo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
what a strange job to have.
Yeah. Just be the old man that looks at a bunch of kids' buttholes all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
The bills, right?
What else going on? We're working on band stuff again. We're back at it.
You were looking at some other dates, right? Thinking about New Orleans and Pensacola, anything there?
Stuff like that, yeah, working on that. Yeah, figure something out.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited about it. Stoked to be doing this again, and it just feels right.
Yeah.
Feels like the right time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Feel it deep down in my loins.
In my loins. Yeah. I've been farting around with some music, but I'm like, it's not the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely hear that. I've had like some ideas to do some other like projects and stuff like that. And it's one, it doesn't come naturally to try to write something else.
Yeah.
And it's tough because I'll sit down and try to write some other style type stuff and nothing will come out. And it's just like, I just end up going back to like writing scoundrel riffs, you know?
Yeah.
And so every now and then I'll get like there'll be like some gem that's like, oh, okay, cool. This will work for something else, but I don't ever know where to go with it. But it just seems way more natural to write scoundrel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have that this opportunity to get it going again and
do that.
So what's going on with Matt?
Learn some me, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I was telling you before, I wake up and then I dad until work, and then I work until dad, and then I go to bed.
Yeah.
Damn dog.
It's pretty nonstop. Honestly, yeah. The weekdays are really tough. It's weird because, like, Aaron will work nights, like, midweek. So it's like we don't even really talk so much midweek. That's why I'm like, it's going to take me a minute to confirm because we don't really talk until morning. And then it's only for, like, an hour before I go to work, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. The midweek is draining. The weekends are pretty gravy, though. Like, I love hanging out with him, and we co-parent really well. And he's a blast. We went for a bike ride this morning around the neighborhood. It was fun.
Heck, yeah.
Nice.
We got like a little trailer. I pull him in. He goes, "Wee, fun,
yeah.
happy." Says his words and shit.
Yeah. How old is he now? Great.
He just turned like 1.5 on the 8th. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so he's 18 months now.
Dang. Again, dude. Yeah. Time gone.
Right. It's been like 2 years since we played a show. It was like Aaron came to it. It was at the box. Like right. She was 8 months pregnant, I think.
Yeah, she was very pregnant. I remember that.
Was that the one where we got Brody up on stage and he?
Yeah,
didn't...
yeah,
yeah.
That was a fun show. Funny show.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, with empty hands.
Empty hands. Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun to. When I was telling Robert this, like going to like others or like touring with other folks, it's very fun, but it's not. It's different when it's not your baby or whatever, right? You know, playing. So yeah, stoked to get back to it. I have to bring Elvis out, the child.
Yeah, I really want him to be able to see me play a show. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
we were thinking about maybe all coming up for the Birmingham show as like a unit.
A unit,
staying with one of Aaron's friends. So we'll see.
You can always stay in Michael's yard.
Yeah, I hear that we at least have a claim to that.
Yeah.
Since he's already invited me inside, now the front yard is open.
Now the front yard.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Or the crawl space.
Robert's like a damn Dracula as soon as I invite him in.
That's all I was waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving.
Not with that altar down there.
Mm-mm.
Oh man, the David Spade Garfield altar.
Yeah.
The learning.
David Spade is God. And then Garfield's the son.
Okay.
Or vice versa. Or whatever. Whatever works better.
I got you.
Holy Ghost.
Who makes up the Trinity? Who completes the Trinity?
What?
Us, dude. The scoundrels.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Us being a Trinity, we can complete the other Trinity.
Wow.
Dude, that's heavy. That is heavy.
If you think about it, yeah.
Right. Think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is all going to be on the CD, like, pamphlet for the EP. This whole story, background.
Mm. Yeah.
What kind of amp you got back there? I see the orange. What you got behind you?
I got the orange, and then I got my bass.
Oh, okay.
That's my bass rig.
Gotcha.
Bam. Been noodling around some.
Nice.
We've been talking about this. I want to try and get some. I've never been a pedals guy for bass, and so I want to figure out some pedal stuff.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. It's so like expensive,
right?
To buy a pedal that you don't like, and then it's like, oh, now it's on you to get rid of this pedal or whatever. Just keep this pedal forever.
Right.
It's expensive too.
Luckily, I think it's kind of cool. You can get some pretty cheap pedals off of Amazon now. That, I mean, you might pay 20-30 bucks for them.
Oh yeah,
and they're pretty comparable to some of the big name stuff. And if you like it, cool. If you decide you want to upgrade that pedal and get the big one, get the expensive one after you played with that one. That's kind of what I've been doing. That's kind of how I really set up. I redid my pedal board the other day, and I would say probably half of my pedal board are the cheaper pedals, and you know, they're sturdy. They're not like cheap plastic pedals.
So, what's the brand?
Amazon Basics.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they're just like weird Chinese, weird Chinese pedals. So. I'll have to look them up. I'll send them to you, but
yeah,
it's totally worth just spending the $20 and seeing, hey, do I really like this? You know, before I drop $150 on an octave pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of the fun though. You spend $200 on a pedal that you don't like.
Right. Then you kind of have to convince yourself that you like it.
Mm.
This part hate drums for how expensive the shit can be, dude.
Yeah, man.
You think you can get a cymbal for a reasonable price, but you're so wrong.
Yeah.
They're all so expensive.
I remember this pedal from the 90s. It was that DOD brand. And it was called the Buzzbox. I don't know if you remember it, but it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible, and it was I think it might have been the signature pedal for the guitarist for the Melvins.
Okay.
But
Buzz. Buzz Osborne.
When you play through it, it just sounds like somebody took like a box of wrenches and just like shook it up in front of a microphone. It's just it just sounds terrible. It's I saw those. I went on Reverb the other day and I saw them, and they're like a nostalgic thing, and like somebody made a TikTok video about them now, so they're like in demand again. Mm-hmm. And it's $600. $600 for a pedal that doesn't really do anything but make noise.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish I had bought one and kept it.
Have you seen the fart pedal?
No.
It's, you play a note and it's a fart. It's a very silly.
Oh man. I don't.
Child synthesizer.
I can't think of anywhere that would be applicable.
No. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless you have one of the, like those like joke bands that goes and plays for like kindergartners, you know. Maybe you could do some like some interludes.
Some farterludes. Yeah.
Some farterludes. Some segue stuff in between your songs about knowing your numbers and your colors. And...
Mm-hmm.
If you hold the note, is it just like one long fart?
I don't think so. I think it just makes the same noise. Like it doesn't, I don't think it matches like the pitch.
It's working it into your pedal board and making something cool.
Right. But I don't think it matches the pitch of the note that you're playing. I think it's just like,
well, then what's the point?
Oh, man,
we need to improve on this idea and make some money if that's all it does.
Dude.
The scoundrel pedal.
Yeah.
Barts.
Yeah. They
call it the gas pedal.
Gas pedal.
Damn, dude. Give me fuel, give me fire. Give me Reba McEntire.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
There's that guitar company, electrical guitar company. They're up here now. You know that? Oh, okay. It's that, they make all the like aluminum neck guitars, like the Travis Bean.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the Melvins guy plays through those or uses those. And, I don't know where the story is going, but they, like, do you remember when Russian Circles got their like gear stolen last year, the year before?
Yeah.
They had some of their guitars and they just donated some to them.
Okay.
I don't need a new bass or anything.
Right.
But, now Music Man has a custom shop for basses where you can make your own bass, and it's like $3,000. It's not for me right now. I don't need it, but
right.
It's something
and
I
once
want.
Once we play the show, you can justify. Once,
yeah.
We get the show under our belt.
We just need one show behind us.
it sounds like the great concept for like an 80s, 90s movie.
Yeah.
You just need the one show. The school talent show that we're all going to play that's just going to propel us to stardom.
Yeah. There's like 1,500 people there somehow.
Yeah. More people than that would go to that school.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. We watched Return to Oz the other day.
Oh, dude.
I know, Robert, I know you know this one, but Matt, have you seen that?
I don't think so.
It's worth a watch. It's a Disney movie. It's about when Dorothy comes back from Oz. She's like, "Oh, this fucking Kansas fucking sucks. I want to go back to Oz." And so she goes back to Oz, but it's like this fever dream, like opium driven storyline.
Yeah. Had you never seen it before?
I never seen it before.
Man, it's wild.
It's a trip.
Has Fairuza Balk.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
The Craft.
The Craft.
Baby Ballancourt, the Water Boy.
Yeah.
It's like an 80s deal.
Yeah.
It's gotta be 80s.
Late 80s. And yeah, it is just, it's insane. People, you know, it's got this witch that takes her head off and like switches it to all these other heads. It, the Wheelers, it's all wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild movie. It is. It's a total fever dream.
It's a, apparently it's supposed to be like way more accurate to the books than the original movie.
Yeah.
I guess the books are more like Tim Burton-y, weird, like dark, you know, type of stuff.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
I've never read the books. I'll have to add that to my list.
Ma'am. Mm. I don't know how we got here.
I don't either.
It's a typical podcast from us, I think. goodness. Book talks.
Yeah. You guys read any Kafka?
Very Kafka-esque. Yeah. This episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We've done it in like an hour. We can go ahead and wrap this up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We nailed it. 59 minutes, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True music.
Thankfully, we didn't have to deal with too much of interruptions from that. Yeah.
I was still hoping you would get pulled out, and that's how we would end it, is by you going on a call to like put out a fire. That'd have been cool.
I pull this pole out of my pocket and like stab it right there and then slide down.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Pole.
Mm-hmm. Whoop. You just keep pulling it out of your pants. Whoop, 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 whoop.
It's what's the word when it's when they give non-animate, when they give things human qualities.
Personified?
No.
I
can't think. But yeah, it's a cartoon thing, and it comes up like, "Oh, why don't you slide down me?"
Shit. I don't know what I'm. I just was acting like I could Google this thing real quick. I just started typing cartoon.
And you found it, right?
I found it. Yeah.
What is it? When they give things human qualities. That's going to be... We have to end the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Like an inanimate object. And then when you're talking about, like, CGI...
Anthropomorphism.
That's it. Anthropomorphism.
I was going.
Damn. Man.
Thank you for finding that.
Damn, man. My English degree...
You dropped them all.
Done shit for me. Yeah.
I'd like to bring on one of your teachers.
Professor Snoot.
It's your fault.
I went to
tweed jacket.
Sounds like cool. It sounds like I went to Hogwarts with Professor Snoot. But yeah. New music. New shows,
new video,
yeah. But yeah, y'all don't have to close out or stay on for a second, but you guys had options and you decided to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
It's my tagline.
Love you, dude.
Ha ha ha!